Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Andrew Field is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. First time on the show. He is an entrepreneur. He's a guy who founded his own company several years ago, more than 10 years ago, I guess about 14 or so years ago, a company called printingforless.com. And he's not a newbie to the marketplace. He knows what it's like to make a payroll. His own state, Montana, awarded him Entrepreneur of the Year, named him Entrepreneur of the Year in 2004. So he's been around. He's been recognized. He's a champion small business owner. But not only does he make payroll every Friday, not only is he contributing to the marketplace, his own local marketplace, and as well as the global marketplace, but he's got some ideas, and I like that. I like the way he thinks. So let's get him in here and see what he's got to say about what's going on these days in the world. Andrew Field, welcome to the show.
Great to be here with you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the success you've had with your company.
Hey, thank you. It's been a real fun ride so far.
Well, I want you to tell us, before we get into some of the other things that are on your mind, I want you to tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, printingforless.com is the first e-commerce-based commercial printer in the country. For some crazy reason, it was 1998, and we were watching this whole thing called the Internet. At that time, we were just a local printing company that served our region. You know, most of our customers were within about 100, 150 miles. And we do brochures and postcards and business cards and letterhead envelopes, all that kind of stuff, in full color. And we always were oriented towards quality, but we found that Montana had more bison and elk than it did print buyers because a lot of print is driven by businesses, and most of the businesses here at that time were sort of agricultural-oriented or mining or timber, and they don't really need a lot of brochures. So we decided to launch a website, kind of like Amazon.com at the time, and sell on the Internet. And what really happened was our main appeal is towards small businesses. Most
right.
printers who get to be our size tend to have a few big accounts that they do work for.
Right.
And we really don't. We work for many tens of thousands of small businesses spread all over the country. 95% of our business is not from Montana. We do really well East Coast, West Coast, South, and we have little hot spots of activity where some customer was just delighted and told others, and our single biggest source of new customers is word-of-mouth referrals.
Right. Well, see, that's a beautiful entrepreneurial story there, folks, in just a minute or so, because what you just heard Andrew say was that he realized that he wasn't going to be able to accomplish his entrepreneurial goals by within the four walls of his community, within the four walls of even of his state. He was going to have to go out, and so, Andrew, you used the power of the Internet to leverage your entrepreneurial dream.
We did, and it was a bit of a struggle at first, and there was a lot
Tell us about the struggle.
Well, you know, it was a lot to build a website at the time. These days you can buy the software, but
was major construction back in those days.
That was major construction. I'll
Expensive
tell you what,
construction.
I puckered up the first time I had to pay a programmer $100 an hour. And we launched, actually, we're coming up on our 10th birthday of being online in March, and we launched March 4th of 99, and with just one product was brochures, and we thought we'd
right.
see how it went. So we launched, and first day we got an order, and then second day we didn't get an order. The third
wow.
day we got two orders, and I connected the dots and said, if we double our business every 2 days, this is what it's going to look like. And so things went well that summer, and by October, actually before October, we said, let's launch with a full assortment of products, a full mm-hmm. product line online. And we were paying this programmer in San Francisco, and he was doing a lot of the code for us. All of a sudden, he decided he needed to take 2 months off and go to Europe.
Wow.
And I had spent... We had targeted an October 2nd launch.
And these guys weren't a dime a dozen like in those days like they are now.
No. Oh, no. This was very expensive. And we actually found him. He was a customer. But the funny thing is, about a month before our launch, this guy decides he's going to take off for Europe for 2 months,
yeah.
leaving us high and dry. And the problem was, I had already bought I spent my entire year's marketing budget on an ad in the Wall Street Journal.
Wow.
And this was, now, of course, it was $12,000
right.
at the time, but we had locked it in, and you can't get out of those once you've
right.
locked it in.
Right.
And we'd already paid, and so it was gonna launch October 2nd one way or another, and here I am without a programmer. So we had a scramble, and it was a crazy 30 days and people up all night, but we got her done. And today we do many hundreds of orders a day. We serve thousands and thousands of customers. We have 160 employees, and we're having a ton of fun serving the small businesses of America. Because what makes
yeah.
it fun for them is it's real. It means something. In
mm-hmm.
many cases, let's say they're doing a small product catalog, okay?
Yeah.
And remember, 90% of our customers have fewer than 100 employees. 80% of our customers have 20 or fewer employees.
Right. Let me ask you a question, Andrew.
Yeah.
Tell me about, give us an example of a mistake that you made.
Well, the most memorable mistakes have been hiring mistakes. There's no doubt
mm-hmm.
about it.
Yeah.
You know, they say a failed hire, you can figure it's two times their annual salary, but the higher up they are, it can be five times because of the fallout. So if you hire,
right.
say, a senior manager, a vice president level person, and just to use round numbers, say you pay them $100,000 a year. If that's a failed hire, it probably costs you $500,000. Now,
oh,
you don't
yeah, no
see
question
it,
about it.
But
and
it's extremely expensive.
On many levels, the opportunity cost, the anguish cost, the bad morale cost,
yes.
the false start cost. I mean, just on and on and on. It gets out of hand. And so what have you learned? What's the most important thing you've learned since you've been doing this?
Focus on the needs of the customer, and I know that sounds, you know,
trite. You can't say that. You can't say that too much.
It really is true, and you know, this is a technical business. We have massive servers. Our frontline people have very powerful computers with three monitors in front of them.
Yeah.
They look like air traffic controllers, and in a technical business, it's very easy to try to control your inputs, because remember, we manufacture, and it's custom
right.
manufacturing, because the digital file for the piece comes from the customer every time. It's very easy to try to control your input to make your manufacturing easier by saying, hey, Mr. Customer, you can only give me this type of file. Hey, Mr.
Right.
Customer, you have to approve it by, you
right.
know, 3 o'clock.
It doesn't always work that way, though, does it?
No, it doesn't.
So you got to cater to your customer. That's the one thing he's learned, ladies and gentlemen. Big deal. Have you heard that before? 20 after. We're going to be right back. We're going to see what Andrew Field thinks we should be doing to help small business owners these days right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out my blog while you're there, my knowledge base. Ask Jim while you're there. Subscribe to my free newsletter. And lots of other stuff. Everything's free. No charge to you. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Andrew Field is our guest. He's our new friend, CEO of printingforless.com. And that's his website, so I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. Andrew, you've got some ideas about small businesses and the whole recession we're going through and what the government could do. But before I want to get to those in a second. But I want to ask you my question that I'm asking just about everybody who I think has would have an opinion about this on my show. I've been telling my audience, now you're a hard-charging, take-no-prisoners kind of guy in your business, I've been telling my audience that in 2009, there's no shame in surviving. And so I coined the what I call the small business survival attitude for 2009, which is, I'm going to win by surviving. What do you think about that attitude?
You know, I was listening to a stream of yesterday's show, and you know, you said that again, and I couldn't agree more. There's times to be aggressive and go for growth, and if you are in a position, particularly in terms of your cash position, if you're in a position to go out and take market share right now and to hire more salespeople and to do more marketing, some of the best companies have grown during tough times.
Yep.
And have done very, very well, including what used to be a small business, kind of a hero of mine, Quad Graphics up in Wisconsin. He only started in 72, and when times were tough, he would go out and get more capacity, and then when things turned around, he was the only one who had the capacity to print, like, Newsweek,
right,
or if Time Warner came out with a new magazine. Now, if you are in a position to do that, that's great. For many of the small business people I talk to every single day, that's not exactly their position. They're
right,
sitting here going, they're crushed, and this is what got me to come up with this stimulus plan. They're crushed between three factors. The first is there's a sudden drop in business just in the sort of the jet wake of what's going on in the greater economy, which we didn't cause, and that,
mm-hmm,
that kind of makes me mad.
That's
we
exactly
aren't the
right,
ones who went out and got loans that we couldn't afford. We aren't the ones who put together these crazy credit default swaps and securitized
right,
mortgage stuff. And we're not the ones who pushed people into loans that they couldn't afford.
Right.
So we're seeing the fallout from all this, number one, in lower revenues. Almost every business I talk to, there's some exceptions, but most businesses we talk to, they're down between 5 and 30% right now. Number two, these businesses are experiencing a slower-paying customer base, and most of us offer trade pricing to at least some of our customers, and we need access to credit for our inventories, for our payroll, for our capital investments and that sort of thing, and the slower paying on those receivables is kind of
yep,
getting us. But then the
yep,
third thing, you go to your bank, you have a line of credit on your receivables, and right when you need to start pulling a little more on that line of credit, the bank says, you know, we're cutting it in half. And you
yep,
say, why is that? I've been a great customer for 10 years, never missed a payment. And they say, well, things are tough, you know, don't you read the paper?
Yeah.
We're having to build our capital base as a bank. And I'm
mm-hmm,
not talking just about community banks. In fact, some of them are healthy. The big guys. And it's
yeah,
it, that triple squeeze of lower revenues, slower paying customers and receivables, and lack of access to credit is
right,
really hammering small businesses right now. So I completely agree, Jim, with your theme that says get through this year, cash is king, survive, hunker down, make it through, but then as soon as you can, and if that's now, go for it, as soon as you can, get out there and start marketing, get out there and grow your
right,
market share, because some
yep,
of your competitors aren't going to make it.
Plan for survival, execute for growth if you can. Talk to us about your stimulus plan. You've got some good ideas here.
Well, the stimulus plan is, of course, it came from this, I don't know if I'd say anger, but, you know, not being happy about what's going on and talking to our customers who are all over the country in every single business. And as I mentioned, 80% of them have 20 or fewer employees.
Right.
So these are the backbone of America.
Give us the meat of your plan.
The meat of the plan is this. Instead of just saying that credit is available on hard assets like land, buildings, or equipment, or vehicles, we're saying make credit available for the most important asset to a business in the modern economy, and that, of course, is our people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I want to grow my business, I hire more people. Those people sell, those people produce,
right,
those people deliver, those people provide customer service. And currently, the most important asset for any company, your people, doesn't count as an asset on your balance sheet for purposes of lending.
That's
so
right.
My plan says...
Nor does your website.
Nor does your website, nor does
yeah,
your brand, nor does your reputation,
yeah,
frankly.
Right.
And brand, of course, you know, if
mm-hmm,
there's an acquisition, it counts, but,
right,
but not for most of us.
So you're saying make credit available to small businesses based on a number of employees and how, especially new employees?
And well, I'm saying that I'm more worried, if you want to know the truth, about the 70 million people today who have jobs in this country
yep,
because a small business person is employing them and
mm-hmm,
finding the front of their paycheck.
Right.
And if I'm not even so much concerned about growing the job base, you just talked about survival.
Right.
If those 70 million jobs go away, or any 10% of them would be 7
right,
million, it would be soup lines. There would be 15%.
Well, and see, I agree with you. See, I don't think it should be we should be paid to hire more people. We should get some help for keeping the ones we have.
That's exactly the
And that's
point.
Basically,
you know,
what you're saying, isn't it?
I talk to businesses who have 10 people, and if
yeah,
they have to go down to 7, that's 30% of their workforce gone.
Right. Give us the website again.
www.printingforless.com.
Can we find more about your plan there?
You can. There's a link to it. You can download it as a PDF, and I would encourage people to contact your elected representative.
Check it out, folks. Andrew Field, he'll be back. We need to get him back another day. And
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.